Hello and welcome to another podcast brought to you by SearchOracle.com. I'm editor Tim DiCera and I'm here in Las Vegas at the Collaborate 07 show, a combination of the old IOUG, OAUG, and Quest user group shows. It's very big this year, over 7,000 attendees and 1,000 sessions given by many of the top names in the Oracle community. One of these is the well-known author Mike Ault. Mike is a certified Oracle DBA and is currently an Oracle domain expert at Quest Software, but was for many years an Oracle consultant with Burleson Consulting. He is a prolific author, having written 24 books, including Oracle Administration and Management, Oracle DBA OCP Exam Cram, and Oracle 10G Grid and Rack. He is also a popular speaker at all the major Oracle conferences. I spoke with Mike in the Mandalay Bay Convention Center in Las Vegas. Well, thank you, Mike, for taking the time to chat with me today. So what do you think of Collaborate this year? It's certainly grown a lot since last year.
Definitely. It reminds me of the good old days of Open World when you had gridlock in the hallways and what have you. I guess those are good old days. But we've really been seeing a lot of traffic through the exhibition floor as well, and a lot of good topics out there.
Great. Well, let's hope it doesn't get as big as Open World, although if Oracle keeps acquiring companies, who knows? anyway, what are your impressions of Database 11g so far, assuming you've had a chance to fool around with it? What features are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm in the beta program, of course, and there are some things we can't talk about. But some of the features that I think are going to be important is the database and SQL replay capabilities, especially for people that are testing, upgrading, doing work in that line. When you can replay the complete data load, the transaction load, it really gives you a capability of testing that's far above what's available today.
I know Rich Nemec was talking about that in his session yesterday, the SQL replay and SQL Advisor. That's another new feature, is that right?
Well, the SQL Advisor, that's the SQL replay capability, yeah. That lets you, compare your loads before and after. I mean, our tools have had that in one way or another for many releases, but it's good to see Oracle having it, and who knows, we may tie it into our tool.
I know your specialty is memory management and grid and rack. Is there any new features in that regard that you're looking forward to?
Well, their new memory management, of course, advertises to be, across the entire computer, where you give it a chunk of memory to Oracle, and Oracle parcels it out between the instances. So I've been doing some testing on that, but in the beta there's been some issues, but they're resolving them, so there shouldn't be any problem with that. It looks like it's going to be a real powerful new feature.
Great. So your session on Thursday is called Beefing Up 10G Memory, and you'll be talking about shared pool and PGA memory management and 10G. Can you give us a little preview of what you'll be talking about?
Well, just as you said there, we'll be talking about shared pool sizing, the components, how it's changed between 9i and 10G. We'll also talk about some of the existing bugs within 10G that people need to watch out for in the automatic shared memory management and how you can get around them and work around them. We'll also be talking about, of course, the PG aggregate target and its proper use in 10G. And the other memory areas as well, just general sizing guidelines.
So do you see a lot of interest in people upgrading to 11G? I know a lot of shops are still on 9i and they're just thinking about upgrading to 10G at this point.
Well, that's a good question. Usually you see at least a 6 to 9 month lag from the time that the stable release is released to the time people really want to adopt it. So it could be as much as into, 2009 before we see a lot of adoption of 11G. But I think some of the new features may drive people to earlier acceptance of this than what they did with 10G or even 9i.
So what did you think of Charles Phillips' announcement yesterday of the application integration architecture? That's something that you feel is needed in the community and is looking forward to among Oracle shops?
Well, I think the reusability aspects of that are very important in that, them opening their architecture more than they have in the past, it really helps them compete with people like SAP that have been doing that for a while. And the new things in their architecture, such as their new enhanced Java capabilities and things that they'll be announcing later on with the 11G release, are going to make it much easier to integrate applications into their grid architecture.
So you think SOA is here to stay and it's not another passing buzzword or acronym that will be forgotten in 5 years?
Well, the market changes so much, it's hard to say. I mean, the problem is that SOA is so high on the hype meter right now that it's kind of hard to tell what's going to happen once the smoke clears.
Right. Makes sense. So you started working for Quest Software last year after being a consultant for many years. What projects are you working on there now? Looks like you're involved with Oracle benchmarking. Is that right?
Well, benchmarking and helping with and do some toad work and provide expertise on Oracle features and capabilities so that when someone says, how do I do this in Oracle or what new features do we need to pay attention to, I'm kind of the touch point for a lot of that activity. I've been coordinating the benchmark activity that we've been doing and the new release review, of course, the beta program with 11G.
So can you release any information about how 11G benchmarks to get versus 10G and 9i?
Not yet, no. Not allowed to.
Okay, I thought I'd give it a try.
Good try.
How about in comparison to SQL Server or DB2? Do you do that sort of thing between vendors?
Not really, no. We don't do any of that.
Okay, well, on a different note, I heard from your blog that you're a scuba diver in your spare time. Did you dive into Lake Mead like you had planned on your blog?
Well, the problem is, you know, as a safe diver, you always have to do it with a partner. I couldn't find anybody who wanted to dive Lake Mead with me, so I think we're going to do houseboats instead.
Well, don't look at me. That sounds a little too frightening for my my personality. Well, finally, you've written over 20 well-regarded books in the Oracle on Oracle Rack and Tuning and Grid. What's your next project? Are you working on anything right now?
Well, right now I'm kind of taking a short hiatus from writing. It was kind of taking over my life there for the longest time, where I had no weekends and no time after work to do anything with the family. So as you noticed, I'm doing a little scuba diving. I'm also taking up some more photography work. But I plan on probably at least contributing to the 11G new feature book that's going to be coming out soon and the 11G Rack book, which will probably not be out until later next year because the new features in Rack are really not going to be there until release 2 of 11G.
Well, any final words about Oracle's strategy, their acquisitions, the direction of the company? Are you satisfied with how things are going in the Oracle community these days?
Well, I think they're really expanding, you know, the products and their coverage, and I just worry that they might dilute their core business. But they seem to be maintaining a strong presence in the database market as well. So I guess I'm going to take a wait-and-see attitude on how this all develops.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time to answer some questions, and good luck with your session, and have fun here in Vegas.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you for listening to the SearchOracle.com podcast, and be sure to check out all our special coverage of Collaborate 07, including coverage of the keynotes, special announcements, and technical sessions. Thanks.